Optimism is great, but too much can cloud people's judgment, especially when it comes to planning their financial future. A more realistic outlook can result in a greater appreciation for protection from market downturns, which an annuity can provide. Find out more at athene.com.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. The class of 2019's starting average salary is going to be higher than last year, but only by a bit. We'll explain why in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. You've been complaining about robocalls and the government heard you. The FCC says it will take steps to give phone companies permission to block unwanted robocalls. They're the number one complaint received by the FCC. Americans get billions of unwanted phone calls annually. Up to now, the phone companies have been hesitant to block robocalls for fear of breaking the FCC's own call completion rules that require the phone companies to make sure calls reach their intended recipient. But the FCC has scheduled a June 6th vote on a measure that would assure phone companies that blocking unwanted calls will not allow them to run afoul of federal rules. Illegal robocalls have exploded in recent years thanks to low-cost technology that allows for auto-dialing and obscuring of call's origin. And a report from the marketing and customer engagement company InMarket says that Whole Foods has seen an increase in foot traffic in the first quarter of this year as opposed to 2018, but the number of micro-visits, that's marketing talk for a visit of less than 5 minutes, those micro-visits have also risen. InMarket says those quick visits could be due to the addition of Amazon lockers, which turned up after the online company bought Whole Foods. Inline also says a more efficient online pickup process for groceries also contributed to those numbers. The number of new Whole Foods shoppers entering the stores dropped by 2.5% in the first quarter, and for that, the data points to Whole Foods focusing on existing customers and the increase in those micro-visits.
Optimism is great, but too much can cloud people's judgment, especially when it comes to planning their financial future. A more realistic outlook can result in a greater appreciation for protection from market downturns, which an annuity can provide. Find out more at athene.com.
Here's the good news. The class of 2019 is in line for a pay raise over their class of 2018 predecessors. Now here's the bad news. The raise doesn't amount to very much. So why have salaries that have been on an upward trend for so long suddenly hit the skids? We've got Wall Street Journal reporter Kelsey G with us to explain. So Kelsey, this seems counterintuitive given the tight labor market and how we've seen wages move higher over the past year.
Yeah, it's a good question, and we don't yet have great answers. I think it's still early to tell whether this is some kind of leading indicator that wage growth overall in the American workforce is starting to slow down. But what we do know is that pay is still rising. And so far, from the students and school administrators I've talked to, students don't really seem to know the difference. Most graduates, I think, are just happy to be entering into a job market that's as strong as it is today. But yeah, we've seen a lot of really significant salary hikes over the course of the past 5 or 6 years. And so it's totally possible that that's just starting to moderate.
And some fields are seeing salaries rise more significantly than others.
Yeah, exactly. So software developers, you know, engineers who are coding all day, they really experienced enormous salary hikes over the course of the past 4 or 5 years. We're talking like 5 or 6 or 7% year-over-year gains from already pretty high base salaries for folks who are fresh out of school. If you can expect to be making like 60 or 80 or 100K right out of school, a 5% year-over-year gain is pretty significant.
Sure, yeah.
So in jobs like that, that's where we've noticed some of the most significant decelerations in terms of wage growth. So they're still rising, like I said, but it's more like 1 or 2% year over year. And then there are other positions like marketing analysts, which are newer jobs really that didn't exist in the same form at all 5 or 10 years ago, where gains are still appreciating. So it seems to be slightly different depending on where you look in the economy.
It also seems, based on the data in your story in the Wall Street Journal, that if you're looking for a pay raise, a significant raise over where the pay was last year, head to the bigger cities.
Yeah, there are a lot of big pay hikes in San Francisco and New York and some of the other major job hubs as we've known it. But also we're starting to see those slow down a bit, I think probably in part because those were the epicenter of the really massive pay packages for new graduates who are maybe either right out of college or a master's degree program over the course of the past 5 or 10 years.
And what's interesting is that graduates are placing emphasis on things in addition to pay. It has a lot to do with the culture, a lot to do with, I guess, the social mindset of the management of the companies where they go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny. It reminds me a bit of when I was a reporter covering food and agriculture in our Chicago bureau, where I'd do this man on the street reporting and ask consumers at a grocery store, you know, have you noticed that the price of beef or chicken or pork is starting to rise? And for the most part, they would say, no, you know, I really haven't paid close enough attention to tell. All of the students and recent graduates that I talked to, you know, weren't really able to notice minute changes in salary offers this year versus last year, but overwhelmingly, they all shared the exact same sentiment, which is that pay is really secondary or even tertiary as a consideration behind the culture of the place that they're working for, whether the employer's values align with their own personal values. And that extends not just to, you know, what's the mission statement of the company, but also are they doing business in a way or with, you know, business associates, partners, you know, customers that we think are appropriate for them to be doing business with.
That seems like a sea change over previous generations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny to think about how woke 22-year-olds are today, but they're extremely woke when it comes to the kind of place that they want to be spending 40 or 60 or 80 hours a week.
First occurrence of the word woke on your money briefing right there. And we're also seeing changes to where college students go after graduation. Mm-hmm. They're not necessarily staying near campus.
I think this just goes to show that the diversity of interests among millennials and Generation Z college grads is so wide. I think in the past, there was a little bit more of a straightforward path, like you go to school, you study business, or you study biology, or you study English literature, and you take one of maybe 5 different kinds of jobs. You become a consultant or an accountant, or, you know, you go into book publishing. Students and recent graduates today have such a wide array of types of interests that they want to pursue. Sometimes it's just like a hobby or a passion of theirs. I talked to one student who had been working in the LA County Board of Supervisors office just as a like an office administrator, and he majored in political science. So you would think that he might want to go into government or some type of sort of administrative role, but he's always had a passion for intelligence. He grew up watching 24 and, you know, shows like that, and always thought it'd be really, really cool to work for the CIA or, you know, work in cybersecurity crimes. And so he got a master's degree and is kind of already pivoting a little bit at 25 to refine his interests.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Fantastic story by Kelsey G in the Wall Street Journal. Check it out. And Kelsey's good enough to be here in our studio on Your Money Briefing. Kelsey, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that's Your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.